Left-handed shot. We have him on the the left wing right now. I feel I can play him on the right side. I know he can play some center. He can help on the power play because he does have good offensive instincts and he's good around the net. I can play him killing penalties. So I think the beauty of what Blake does is he does have that versatility. So he's flexible. So you know, he's just not one position he can play, and I think that really helps. So also being a senior, Blake's been around, he's a fifth year senior, he knows what it takes. He's got some defensive responsibility. I trust him, so I can put him with maybe some players who might need a playmaker or someone who I can depend on. I know defensively will be you know, good and solid, and like I said, I can play him in a lot of different situations, so that's nice. And some players you can't do that, but I feel, and our coaching staff does, that we can put Blake in a number of different situations and feel confident and trust him. And that's the biggest thing as a coach. You have to trust a player in any situation where you're going to put him on the ice. You have to know and feel confident that he's going to get the job done for his team and his teammates.
13 career goals now for Blake, with the couple of weekends ago at Lake State University. Blake, what part of your game has improved the most since you got here 4 or 5 years ago?
I think, like I said earlier, my strength and my skating. When I first came here, I wasn't a great skater. I was pretty slow. I wasn't very strong on my feet. And our strength coaches, Kyle Bangin and now Tyler Schlass, have helped me a lot in the last 4 or 5 years to get me to where I am now.
So do we have a count yet? How many relatives do you have on the team now? Or was it just two?
Just two, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Tanner and Devin.
Yeah, and I was watching, you know, in the intra-squad game, you were causing a lot of havoc there for Tanner, it looked like, for most of that game.
Well, I kind of have to, because he can kind of skate circles around me, so when I can get a hand on him, I got to.
Going to get a chance to. Blake Hedela is with us. Any questions for Blake, Coach?
Well,
I mean, you know everything about him already. But.
Well, I do, but I'd like to have Blake talk a little bit about this weekend going forward and some of the things, the issues that we're going to run into, or some of the things that Ferris possess that we're going to have to overcome. So I want to get Blake's scouting report for this weekend.
Well, this is probably, I mean, obviously the most important weekend of the year for us so far, since we've only had one, but Ferris might be the best team we're going to play this year, and they're good defensively, and they've also got some offensive skill, and they work hard. I remember that from last year, is every player on their team works hard, and they're strong, and they compete every shift, and we're going to have to go down there and do the same thing to be successful.
Blake, it's a small arena, small building there. Do you like these rinks where the crowd is right on top of you? It's loud the whole game. We're the bad guys, they're the good guys kind of atmosphere?
Yeah, I do. It's fun. I mean, obviously, it's nice to go into a place like the Ralph or the Kohl Center and have 12,000, 15,000 fans. But places like this are fun to play as well, where you feel like you're shoulder to shoulder with the people in the crowd, and you can kind of feed off their energy, especially when you guys are the bad guys. And it's a little bit different than a lot of the rinks we play in, but it's fun.
Going against one of the best goaltenders around, too, in C.J. Mott. What's the scouting report as far as you're concerned about getting pucks past him?
I think we got to get pucks to the net and get people in the net. We got to get people in front of him and take his eyes away and don't pass up any good shots, because any shot's a good shot.
All right, Blake. Well, anything else for him, Coach? Can we let him go?
We can let him go. He's got to go lift weights right now.
Yeah.
So good luck with that, Blake. We'll see you this afternoon. Thanks for being with us.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Blake Hedela from the Michigan Tech hockey team, senior forward, has a couple of goals already for the Huskies in that series against Lake State University. And you talked about the trust factor, Coach, and how big that is when you're deciding where Blake deserves to be in the lineup. He has a lot of the trust factor as far as you're concerned, and you're not afraid to put him out there in key situations.
No, I'm not. And I think one of the things that we always talk to is having money in the bank. So, you know, anytime you have a good game or a good weekend, you sort of earn more money and it starts building up, and which is good. So that when you have a bad game, you know, you might have to take a little bit back, but he's got enough built in there, which is good. And that's what we're talking about, is just gaining that trust, gaining the confidence to be better and better and helping the team. Our job as coaches is to put the best team on the ice every night for Michigan Tech to have a chance to win, to give us our best chance to win. That's how we look at it. And, you know, we have a number of players that can play. We feel good about our depth and our team, and that's difficult. And I know every player wants to play. As a coach, you're worried about the whole team. You know, as a player, a lot of times you're just worried about you. And that's what makes it difficult. That's where you have to try to get good team players who understand, and when they get the opportunity to play, they'll do well. And at the same time, when you're not in the lineup, is to support your teammates and rally around them. So, Blake's had a good career, and I expect him to have his best year yet. He's a senior, and I want to make sure he pushes the envelope. And when he gets out of here and when he leaves, that he doesn't look back and have any regrets. So he can say, you know what, I laid it on the line. I gave Michigan Tech hockey everything I could, especially his senior year, and I'm confident that he will do that.
We still have some freshmen that have not been in the lineup yet, Coach, and I'm guessing this is going to be a long week for you as far as figuring out who deserves to go down on this 22-man roster.
Well, you had to mention that, didn't you, Derek?
I've
got a lot of sleepless nights, so I don't know what time it was. I was starting to think about that already this morning because we have to start putting our lineup together today. And we've met as coaches this morning already and went over that. And we're going to have some real difficult decisions. We have some good kids, and that it's tough when it's a fine line between player A and B, who plays. And sometimes, we usually tell the players that they make the decisions for us. They make it easy for us. Usually, one guy will step up, or one guy might not have as good a week or as good a weekend, and that the players do it. But sometimes that doesn't happen. They're both either really good or they're both maybe just real average, and you have to take one or the other, and you're splitting hairs at that point. So, we've got an experienced team, so obviously experience is important. We had two real good games there last year. We lost 1-0 in a game that was 0-0 going in the third, and then the next night we lost 3-2. Also, it was 2-1 in the third period till late. So, in two real tough, good hockey games where a bounce here, a bounce there, or, a guy maybe scores a goal or makes a good play to prevent a goal. So, we know we have to make sure that we don't give up much, because we're not going to get much down there. That's just the way it is. So we've got some decisions to make. It's going to be tough, and I like to think defense first in these situations. Mm-hmm. Make sure we take guys who are going to play hard and compete and do a good job defensively. But yeah, it's not an easy choice, and I'd like some home games, because the difference on the road, you can only take 22. Mm-hmm. You can only dress 20. When you're at home, you can dress the same amount, 20, but the next night you can dress 10 different guys if you'd like, if you have them, which is nice. Unlike maybe football, where everybody dresses and gets to be on the sidelines, or basketball, I think they can pretty well dress their whole team. We can't do that. We can only dress so many, which makes it difficult, but having said that, it's a decision we have to make as coaches, and we make those decisions, and we just hope we get it right for the majority of the time. And sometimes you don't, but I think overall we see enough in practice, and the players show us enough. So anyway, we have to make that decision, and we have to go down there and put our best foot forward.
Let me ask you this. A guy like Brent Baltus, who has not played yet this year,
right,
has at least one goal, I know that, from last year. Had some good games last year, and you've been talking about how much better he looks coming into this camp. Brent Baltus and a freshman, in your eyes, if they're even up as far as the play and the talented right now, does he have a little bit more quote-unquote money in the bank as far as if he's going to get the start compared to another guy, or how does that work?
Well, he usually does, but I expect the upperclassmen to be ahead of the freshmen. So if they're even, it puts something more into it. But if Baltz has enough, or any other player has enough money in the bank, then you go with that. And I think we did some of that the first weekend. There was a couple guys we weren't sure of. They had some history. We went with them, and actually they played pretty well. So, Brent didn't even make the trip, unfortunately, Lake Superior, and he's looked so much better than he did last year. So that's why I'd like to get some home games, so he can make some more lineup changes and get guys in and see and keep guys fresh. So it's important. We're going to have to work at doing that and keeping everybody involved, and both physically and mentally. So, that's the other part of it. If you don't play, you have a tendency to get behind or get out of shape. So because, you know, the team's gone and you can't be there with them practicing. So someone stays behind and tries to practice, and it's just not the same. You know, it's just not the same as playing in games or getting in game shape. So there's a lot of things that go into it, but Brent's played well, and Tyler Hanen has some money in the bank. I mean, he played the first weekend, so we're continuing to evaluate. Max Vallis has looked really good. I mean, they're making it tough on us, and that's a good thing.
A big roster, very few guys out. I know Evan Anderson has been out a little bit, and of course Winches has been out, but for the most part, everybody's skating during practices. With this big roster,